Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Beis Mabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on Nun Beis Mabez. So says the Mishnah, and we're in the middle of discussing, we mentioned the Kohen Gadol, he goes into the Heichal with the calf in his left hand and the Machta in his right hand, and we said he goes until he gets to the curtains, to the Pareichos that are separating from the Kodesh, from the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Mishnah, that from these two curtains, HaChitzayna Yisaprufa Min Adarim, Upnimis Minatzafin. The outer curtain, meaning the curtain that he'll first encounter when he passes, when he on his way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that outer curtain that's on the side of the Heichal, so it was Perufa, it was pinned back from the southern side. So when he was walking in, it would be toward on his left. On the southern side, on his left side, that's where he would enter into the area between the two parechas, because that's where it was pinned back. The outer curtain was pinned back on the south, and the inner curtain was pinned back on the northern side. So he would have to walk. So mahalich beinayin, he would walk from south to north across the entire width of the heichal, of this area between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the two currents. At Shemagil at Safayit, he would walk between the two currents until he got all the way to the north, and that's where the inner current was pinned back. Hegil at Safayit, once he got to the north, so he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haifech Panav Ladarim, immediately he would turn his face towards the south. And Mahalich L'smaylai, Ima Pareichas, and Achu Magil La'arein, and he would continue walking towards the south, with which was left when he was walking in. It was to his left. The south was to his left. He would walk that direction with the pareches along his also on his side, on his left side. Achu Magil La'arein, until he got to the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the middle in terms of the width of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until he got to the middle, which was the area opposite the arein. Hegia La'arein, once he got to the arein, so he would put the machta, the shovel with kechalim, down between the two poles of the Aron Kodesh. Savar as a keteres al gabi kechalim, he would take the keteres, which the Mishnah doesn't tell us about this step, but he would do the second chafina, and then he would take this keteres, which is now in his two cuffed hands, and he would put them over the gechalim. V'nismali kol habayis kulay ashan, and the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim, the entire room became filled with smoke. Once that happened, yatsa, he would leave. Yatsa ubalay bederech beis kenisasay, he would leave the way he came in. He would walk out backwards, the exact same way we just described forwards. He would walk out then backwards, back the way he came in from. Umispalo tefila ketzara bebayis achitzayin. And says the Mishnah, he would say a short tefillah in the Bayis Achitzayin. Now why did he say, Rashi says the Bayis Achitzayin refers to the Heichal. In the Heichal, it was only afterwards, after he got out, that's when he said his short tefillah. So it's interesting that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, he never actually said a tefillah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The way Rashi at least learns is it was only the Bayis Achitzayin, it was in the Heichal that the Kohen Gadol would say his short tefillah. I saw in the Sefer Chassidim, in Tav Tzadihei, the Sefer Chassidim over there writes, I know that the Kohen Gadol tefillah was the Fnai v'lefnim. He says that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim he would say a short tefillah. I'm not sure how he understands the words in the Mishnah b'Bayis Achitzayin, but that's what the Sefer Chassidim writes. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that why did the Kohen Gadol dafka say a short tefillah? V'lo haya mayrich b'tefillah. So he dafka wasn't mayrich. He dafka didn't say a long tefillah. Shalei lahavis as Yisrael, in order so he shouldn't scare Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is waiting for the Kohen Gadol to come out. And especially during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, we said that most of the Kohanim Gedolim, they didn't live the year. So they didn't make it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore everyone was waiting with anticipation if the Kohen Gadol was going to make it out. So if you would say a long tefillah, so Klai Yisrael would get scared. So therefore, because of that, the Kohen Gadol would say a mamish, he would say a short tefillah. He would say a short tefillah in the Heichal or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would right away leave. Says the Gemara, B'maya Skinan, which Beis HaMikdash is the Mishnah referring to? Is it referring to the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash? Ilema B'Mikdash Rishon, if you say that the Mishnah is discussing a time period, the time period of the first Beis HaMikdash, so we have a Pareichas. Was there a Pareichas in the first Beis HaMikdash? We mentioned previously that in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an Amatraxin that separated the Heicha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this Mishnah, which mentions the Pareichas, obviously is not talking about
the first Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Ela b'mikdasheni, it must be it's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara, Mihava Aron, was there an Aron Kodesh in the second Beis HaMikdash? But Tani, but we learned in the Braisa. It says the Misha Nignaz Aron, when the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz, which we'll see soon was at the end of the Tekuf of the first Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Aron. And when the Aron was Nigna, says the Braisa, Nigna Zahima, it's in Senes Haman. Also hidden, also put in Geniza with the Aron Kodesh was the container of Man, Utzleicha Shemin HaMishcha, and the container of Shemin HaMishcha, Umakle Shel Aron, and also the special stick of Aron HaKayin, Ushkedehu, Fracheha, and with its almonds and blossoms, Va'arga Shashigru Plishtim Dairin Lelukei Yisrael, and also the box that the Plishtim had sent as a present to Klal Yisrael when they returned the Aron Kodesh. They didn't want the Aron, it was causing them a lot of tzaras, so then when they returned it with the box, so that box was also nignaz together with the Aron Kodesh. And Emre, as the Pasuk says, refer just to this last point of the Argaz, Shanemer, as the Pasuk says, V'chli Azav Asher Hashivayisem Lai, it says that they put this argaz on the side of the Aron Kodesh and they sent it to Klal Yisrael. They sent the Aron Kodesh back to Klal Yisrael. So it was together with the Aron and it was Nignaz together with the Aron. Umi Gnazai, and who's the one who put all these things into Geniza? Says the Raisa, Yeshayahu Gnazai, it was Yeshayahu that he was the one who put these things into Geniza. So Yeshayahu was at the end of the Tekuf of the first Beis HaMikdash. So that's already the Kasha. The Kasha is that we're clearly talking about the second Beis HaMikdash from the fact that the Mishnah mentions Pareiches, but then if so, why is the Mishnah talking about the Aron Kodesh? There was no Aron Kodesh in the second Beis HaMikdash. Like we just saw, this Braisa says that the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz by Yeshayahu. It says, once we mentioned that, we're just going to finish the Braisa. Ma ra'a shaganzai. What did Yeshayahu Melech see? That he was Gaines, all these things, the Aron Kodesh along with all these things, says the Gemara, Ra Shakasov Yelech Hashem Aischa Ves Malkecha Asher Takim Alecha. He saw that in the Teichacha that we're going to go into Galus, and he saw that that's what was coming soon, that Klal Yisrael was going to go into Galus. So Amad Veganze, so he got up and he put them into Geniza. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'yayim Rala Leviim HaMevinim. He told them Levim to put the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Tenuas the Aron Kodesh Bebayis Asher Banu Shleima. And what does it mean? He told them to put the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Aron always was. Rather, it means that he told them to be guineas it there, to hide it under the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see that Yeshayahu HaMelech is the one who put it into Geniza. So says the Gemara, Va'amar Rabbi Lazar says, so really this pasuk is only about the Aron Kodesh. How do we know about the other things as well that they were also put into Geniza with the Aron Kodesh? Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Asya Shama Shama, we learn out Shama Shama, it says Shama by the Aron Kodesh, and it says Shama by the Man. So that's how we know that the Tzinsenes HaMan was also put into Geniza. Va'asya Dairis Dairis, we also learn out a Gzer Shava of Dairis Dairis, it says by the Man Dairis, which we know was Nignaz with the Aron. And it says by the Shemin HaMishcha Dairis. So we see that the Shemin HaMishcha was also put into Geniza. The Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres. We learn that also Mishmeres Mishmeres from the Mun to the Makle Shel Aron. That also the Makle Shel Aron was put into Geniza. But again, so the point from the reason why we mentioned this whole Braiso is just to show that you see that Yeshua Melech already put the Aron Kodesh in Geniza and he was at the end of the Tekufa of the Bayis Rishon. So if our Mishnah seems to be a steer minei ubei. And on the one hand, it mentions Pareiches, which is only something which existed in the second Beis HaMikdash, but then it also mentions the Aron Kodesh. It says that the Kohen Gadol went in, and he put down the Machta between the Badim of the Aron Kodesh. It says he went to the Aron Kodesh, and then he put the Machta between the Badim. So that makes it sound like we're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara Lailam B'Mikdash Sheni, that really the Mishnah is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean that he mamish got to the Aron Kodesh. He got to the place that the Aron Kodesh used to be. They knew where the Aron Kodesh used to be. So the Kohen Gadol would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would walk towards the south until he got to the place where the Aron Kodesh used to be. That's what the Mishnah means. Frak the Gemara, Vakatani, Nasan Esamachta, Labein Shnei Habadim. It says that he would put down the shovel with the gechalim between the two poles of the arayin. So says the Gemara, yeah, it doesn't really mean that. Ema kibbein shnei abadim. It means to the area where it was like bitbein abadim, to the area where that used to be. He would put down the mechta between the area which used to be considered bein abadim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But really the Mishnah is describing the second base of Mikdash, which is why it mentions the pareiches, and Kohen Gadol would just put down the mechta in the area which used to be considered bein abadim, than when the Aron Kodesh was there, such as during the first Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Vayter, Savar es ha-katayr es ha-gabi gecholim. We said in the Mishnah that once he did this, he put down the machta, and so now he has the katayres in his two cupped hands. So then he takes the katayres and he burns it and he scatters them onto the gechalim. So says the Gemara, Tnan keman da amar tzivra. This which the Mishnah says, Tzavar es ha-katayres, is a Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly like the man da amar who says that the Kohen Gadol would dafka pile up the ketayres on top of the gechalim. We had mentioned previously a machlekes if the Kohen Gadol would pile up the ketayres in order that it should delay, it should be slow to smoke, so it shouldn't be a sakana for the Kohen Gadol, or if he would dafka spread it out so it should smoke up very fast, and this way he wouldn't be nana from looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So our Mishnah, which says the lashon of tzavar as a ketayres agabi gechalim, that he would pile it, so it's the Mishnah's mavur like the man d'amar who says tzavar as opposed to scattering it in a thin layer over the gechalim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tani Chada Tzivra, Panima Shichutzala. We learned one braisa. In one braisa, it says that when the Kohen Gadol would be piling it up. So we're gonna the Gemara now is gonna bring a machlekas, two different braisas about how the Kohen Gadol would pile it up. So Tani Chada, one braisa says that the way he was tzivra was that he was tzivra panima. He would start by the inner place, by the inner place of the gechalim. He had the gechalim in front of us, in front of him. So when he would put the keteres on top of the gechalim, he would first go to the inner gechalim, shihichutzalei, which is farther away from the Kohen Gadol. Inner meaning it's closer to the Aron Kodesh, or to the place where the Aron Kodesh used to be. It's further into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he would put his hands further back, letting go of the keteres and piling it up on top of the gechalim, and then slowly move his way towards himself. That's the way he would pile up the keteres on top of the gechalim. And we'll see in the Gemara later that the reason for this is because that he shouldn't burn himself. Because if he would start from closer to him and then move farther away, so then he would have to pass his hands over the keteres, which was in the middle of burning, so he could burn himself. So therefore he started further away, and then he moved his hands closer towards him. V'tani idach, we learned in another braisa that no, it was the opposite. That tzivra chutza shi pnimalai, that first he would pile up the keteres on top of the outermost coals, meaning on the coals which were closer to him. And then he would move his way out. And the reason for this, the Rishonim say, is because Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. So first he would pile up the keteres on top of the gecholim, which are right in front of him, in order not to pass over those gecholim, and then he would move his hands further away. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Tanayi. Rabbi says that, yeah, it's a machlekes Tanayim, v'amar Abaye, mistavr kaman damar panima shichutzala. Says Rabbi, it's more mistavr like the man damar who says that the way he would pile it up was by first putting it over the innermost gecholim. Meaning like the first braisa that we mentioned, that he would move his hands further away first, and then move them closer and closer as he piled up the keteres on top of the gecholim. Why is it more mistavr like that? Not because we learned in the Mishnah that Malam din Aisad, that they used to teach the Kohen Gadol, Hizahir Shaloi Taschil Mipanecha Shema Tichave. They used to teach him, be careful, don't start piling up the keteres right in front of you and then move further away, because Shema Tichave may lest you burn yourself. If you do it like that, you might end up burning yourself, so therefore make sure to start from the gecholim, which are further away, and then move closer. So says Abaye, it's mistaber like the Braisa who says that they were like this Mishnah. So Abaye is machriya, so to speak, like the first Braisa that we mentioned before.